When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Steve Lawrence bringing a little cha-cha-cha to a show set in cha-cha-Chicago. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today we're going to turn our attention to that great musical written by Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart, book by John O'Hara, called Pal Joey. And Pal Joey debuted on Broadway on Christmas Day 1940 and has since entered the sort of legend of Broadway history, a lot of because what kind of show it was, which was a groundbreaking show, and also just a tremendous score that really alternated between sleazy nightclub numbers done very affectionately, sort of tongue-in-cheek by Rodgers and Hart, and some of the most impassioned and sophisticated songs of the Broadway songbook. So let us take a musical tour through Pal Joey for the next 58 minutes or so, and I think you will enjoy every moment of it because it's such a wonderful score. It always brings a smile to my face. Well, Pal Joey takes place in Chicago in a seedy nightclub where a young man named Joey Evans sort of stumbles in asking for a job as a nightclub MC. And it becomes fairly apparent even through his various prevarications and simplification of his own life that he's kind of makes a lot of stuff up, and probably the reason he's in Chicago is he's gotten in trouble with one of the proverbial farmer's daughters somewhere in the Midwest. At any rate, he auditions for a nightclub with the following number about that wonderful town on the lake called Chicago, and here is a very sultry version, which I like very much, sung by a great chanteuse, Mary Clear Heron.
There's a great big town on a great big lake called Chicago. when the sun goes down, it is wide awake. Take your ma and your pa, go to Chicago. Boston is England, New Orleans is France, New York is anyone's for 10 cents a dance. But this great big town on the great big lake is America's first, and Americans make Chicago. Hiya, boys. Take your ma and your pa, go to Chicago. Boston is England, New Orleans is France, New York is anyone's for 10 cents a dance. But this great big town on that great big lake is America's first, and Americans make Chicago.
Well, Joey Evans gets a job in the nightclub, and one of the first things he makes is one of the chorus girls, or one of the mouses, he calls them. And it's pretty clear that Joey has an eye for the ladies. And he immediately sort of tries to turn the nightclub around by seeing if he can get this ragtag crew into performing a fairly decent musical number for the high society crowd. Here is Bobby Short to sing "You Mustn't Kick It Around."
If my heart gets in your hair, you mustn't kick it around. If you're bored with this affair, you mustn't kick it around. Though my manner's mild and meek when we have a brawl, if I turn the other cheek, you mustn't kick it at all. When I try to ring the bell, you never go for the sound. The next guy may not do as well. You mustn't kick it around. Kick it around. If you're bored with this affair, you mustn't kick it around. Though my manner's mild and meek when we have a brawl, if I turn the other cheek. You mustn't kick it at all. When I try to ring the bell, you never go for the sound. The next guy may not do as well. You mustn't kick it. You mustn't kick it. You mustn't kick it.
That was Bobby Short kicking around a great song from the score to Pal Joey, and that's the Broadway musical we're focusing on today on Broadway to Main Street, taking Main Street all the way up to North Michigan Avenue. Pal Joey began as a series of short stories written by the great writer John O'Hara in the 1930s. John O'Hara was quite a drinker, and the story goes that he woke up one morning from a tremendous bender and felt so lousy and had such self-loathing that the only person he could think of in his memory who was worse than he was an MC of a seedy nightclub, and that inspired him to write a bunch of stories, I think maybe about a half a dozen or so, in which this semi-illiterate guy named Joey Evans writes to his pal Ted about his various adventures and misadventures, largely with women, in the Chicago area. Well, Joey Evans likes women in all shape and sizes, and in front of a pet shop one night, he runs into a very sweet, lovely woman named Linda Evans, and he pretends to be a lot more grand than he actually is, and he seduces her in a wonderful duet by Rodgers and Hart, which has become a classic. We'll hear a Tony Bennett rendition, which includes the verse, and then we'll segue into Miles Davis. I Could Write a Book.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I. Never learned to spell, at least not well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I never learned to count a great amount. But my busy mind is burning to use what learning I've got. I won't waste any time. I'll strike while the iron is hot. If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends. Just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends.
Thank you.
I Could Write a Book, performed elegantly by the Miles Davis Quintet from the wonderful score to Pal Joey. Well, John O'Hara wrote to Richard Rodgers one day, with whom he had a passing acquaintance, and said, "How about turning a couple of these Joey character stories into a musical?" And Rodgers said he leapt at the chance because he knew his writing partner, lyricist Larry Hart, knew exactly the kind of seedy, second-rate nightclubs and bars in which the show frequented, because he frequented them himself. So here's one of those songs, a sort of second-rate chorus girl number called That Terrific Rainbow, and I pulled it from the soundtrack of the Frank Sinatra 1957 film of Pal Joey, which frankly doesn't bear a huge relationship to the actual show, but some of the chorus singing is rather amusing, and here is Barbara Nichols to lead That Terrific Rainbow.
I get purple with anger at the things you do. And I'm green with envy when you meet a dame. And you burn my heart up with an orange flame. I'm a red hot mama, but you're white and cold.
Don't you know your mama has a heart?
This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're turning our attention to Pal Joey. Well, at this point in our story, Joey sort of makes it to become the head MC of this nightclub, and always out on the make, always eager to make something of himself and become a fairly grandiose fellow. He sets his eyes on a married socialite named Vera Simpson and puts the moves on her and finds her a rather formidable challenge. But unbeknownst to him, she's equally smitten with his street smarts and good looks. And here is a song that the character sings about, looking at the range of men in her life, most of which are, shall we say, a fairly thin bandwidth of interesting fellows to her. It was originally sung by Vivian Segal. In this recording, we're going to hear Vivian Blaine, that great Adelaide from Guys and Dolls, do a terrific version, I think, of What is a Man?
There are so many fish in the sea. Must I want the one who's not for me? It's just my foolish way. What can I do about it? I'm much too used to love to be without it. What is a man? Is he an animal? Is he a wolf? Or is he a mouse? Is he the cheap or the dear kind? Is he champagne or the beer kind? What is a man? Is he a stimulant? Good for the heart, but bad for the nerves. Nature's mistake since the world began. my husband. Now please, please don't scold. Hello. Is he a stimulant? Good for the heart, but bad for the nerves. Nature's mistake since the world began. They're all alike, but they're all I like. What is this
Vivian Blaine. In our story of Pal Joey, at this point, Vera Simpson takes him on. Essentially, Joey becomes a gigolo, escorting around town a rich married lady. Neither of them seem to care. But in the meantime, his little simmering love affair with the young Linda English sort of turns sour, because the respectable girl that she is, she can't quite imagine being the fifth wheel in a relationship with Joey Evans. But Joey doesn't care. He's got his eyes on bigger things, a nightclub of his own called Shade Joey. Now, musical theater historians will recall that Joey was originally played by Gene Kelly. It was actually a star-making role for him on Broadway in 1940, and then he went zip right over to Hollywood to make For Me and My Gal. There was no cast album of that particular performance, which is too bad. Here is a 1952 studio cast with Harold Lang asking, "What do I care for a dame?
What do I care for a dame? What do I care for a dame? Every old dame is the same. Every damn dame is the same. I got a future, a rosy future. You can be sure I'll be tops. I'm independent, I'm no dependent. I'll own a nightclub that's tops, and I'll be in with the cops. What do I care for the skirts? What do I care for the skirts? I'll make them pay till it hurts. Let them put up till it hurts. I'm gonna own a nightclub. It's gonna be the right club for the swell gentry. It's elementary. I'll wear top hat and cane in Shade Joey. They'll pay Joey, the gay Joey. I can see it plain. We'll be right back.
And the curtain falls on the 1940 George Abbott production of Pal Joey, with Joey Evans dreaming that he will run his own nightclub one day called Shay Joey. Well, luckily for him, he is the kept man of a very rich married woman in Chicago named Vera Simpson, and she has bought him his own nightclub in Act Two. And in a very odd number, one of those little things that don't make it quite the most perfect organic musical of its time, a newspaper reporter named Melba comes to interview Joey, and she sees right through him as if he were glass, and realizes he's a phony. And then she bizarrely segues into a song about Gypsy Rose Lee, who is, of course, very famous back then as the great classical stripper or burlesque. And she sings a song about interviewing Gypsy Rose Lee. And there are many renditions of this. It's become a sort of classic, even though people don't probably know what she's talking about half the time, frankly, because the references are rather dated. Elaine Stritch recorded it famously a few times. My favorite version, though, is by B.B. Newworth from a 1995 Encores performance. So here is B.B. Newworth to sing Zip.
I've interviewed Pablo Picasso and a countess named DiFrasso. I've interviewed the great Stravinsky. But my greatest achievement is the interview I had with the star who worked for Minsky. I met her at the Yankee Clipper, and she didn't unzip one zipper. I said, Miss Lee, you are such an artist. Tell me why you never miss. What do you think of while you work? And she said, while I work, my thoughts go something like this. Zip. Walter Lippmann wasn't brilliant today. Zip. Will Saroyan ever write a great play? Zip. I was reading Schopenhauer last night. Zip. And I think that Schopenhauer was right. I don't want to see Zarina. I don't want to meet Kabina. Zip. I'm an intellectual. I don't like a deep contralto or a man whose voice is alto. Zip. I'm a heterosexual. Zip. It took intellect to master my art. Zip. Who the hell is Marty Hart? Zip. I consider Dolly's painting passé. Zip. Can they make the Metropolitan pay? Zip. English people don't say clerk, they say clerk. Zip. Anybody who says Clark is a jerk. I have read the great Kabbalah and I simply worship Allah. Zip. I am just a mystic. I don't care for Whistler's mother, Charlie's aunt, or Schubert's brother. Zip. I'm misogynistic. Zip. My intelligence is guiding my hand. Zip. Who the hell is Sally Rand? Zip. That Stokowski leads the greatest of bands. Zip. Jergens lotion does the trick for his hands. Zip. Rip Van Winkle on the screen would be smart. Zip. Tyrone Power will be cast in the part. I adore the great Confucius and the lines of Luscious Lucius. Zip. I am so eclectic. I don't care for either Mickey Mouse and Rooney make me sick. Zip. I'm a little hectic. Zip. My artistic taste is classic
and dear. Zip, who the hell is Lily St. Cyr?
Who the hell is Lily St. Cyr indeed? A pretty good stripper, actually. That was Bebe Neuwirth. No second-rater herself. Well, if anybody ever doubted for a second that Larry Hart was one of the great lyricists of the American stage, that song would put them to rest. Probably my favorite song from the show, actually, is a very dirty ditty in the second act called Den of Iniquity, in which Vera, the married woman, and Joey have set up shop in an apartment, and clearly they're doing what couples in love tend to do. And here's a song they sing reading the morning papers on a Sunday morning. And the lyrics, it's amazing that they made it to Broadway in 1940, but they did. Here's Vivian Segal and Harold Lang from the studio cast album from 1952.
Secret telephone, that's the place to rest.
Artificial roses round the door, they are never out of bloom.
And a flowered carpet on the floor in the loving room.
In our little den of iniquity, our arrangement is good.
It's much more healthy living here. This rushing back home is bad, my dear.
I haven't caught a cold all year.
Knock on wood.
It was ever thus. Since antiquity, all the poets agree.
The chambermaid is very kind. She always thinks we're so refined.
Of course she's deaf and dumb and blind.
No fools we in our little den of iniquity. In our little den of iniquity, for a girly and boy,
we'll sit and let the hours pass. A canopy bed has so much class.
And so's a ceiling made of glass.
Oh, what joy! Love has been that way since antiquity, down to you and to me.
The radio I used to hate, now when it is dark and late, Tchaikovsky's 1812 sounds great.
That's for me in our little den of iniquity. Down to you and to me.
We're very proper folks, you know.
We've separate bedrooms, comme il faut. There's one for play and one for show.
You chase me in our little den of iniquity.
The hard way, and it's easy sailing. Do it the hard way, and it's hard to lose. Only the soft way has a chance of failing. You have to choose. I tried the hard way when I tried to get you. You took the soft way when you said we'll see. Darling, now I'll let you do it the hard way now that you want me. Tried the hard way when I tried to get you. You took the soft way when you said we'll see. Darling, now I'll let you do it the hard way now that you want me.
Was the melancholy Chet Baker singing a song from Pal Joey. It's either a nightclub song or it's sung by Joey. It depends which version you order from the store, I guess, as they say. Well, in the end of the, towards the end of the second act of Pal Joey, both women in his life, Vera Simpson, his married mistress, and Linda English, the girl he's trying to pursue, both realize they're wasting their time. And Joey is nothing but, in the parlance of the time, a heel. So from the 1995 studio version, this is Daisy Prince, Hal Prince's daughter, as Linda English, and the incomparable Patti LuPone as Vera Simpson.
Take him. You don't have to pay for him. Take him. He's free. Take him, I won't make a play for him, he's not for me. He has no head to think with, true that his heart is asleep. But he has eyes to wink with, you can have him cheap. Keep him, and just for the lure of it, marry him too. Keep him, for you can be sure of it, he can't keep you. So take my own jalopy, keep him from falling apart. Take him, but don't ever take him too hard.
Thanks, little mousie, for the present and all. But in this housey, I would rather keep a rat. Only a wizard can reform that class of males. They say a lizard cannot change his scales. Take him, I won't put a price on him. Take him, he's yours. Take him, pajamas look nice on him, but how he snores. Though he is well adjusted,
certain things make him a wreck. Last year his arm was busted reaching from a check. His thoughts are seldom consecutive, he just can't write. I know a movie executive who's twice as bright. Lots of good luck, you'll need it, and you'll need aspirin too. Take him, but don't ever let him take you. You're a good girl, Linda. You're a good woman. I say thank you. I'll only say it once.
Oh, that's all right.
I hope it is for all of us.
I hope that things will go well with him. I bear no hate. All I can say is the hell with him. He gets the gate. So take my benediction. Take my old Benedict too.
Hal Joey made musical theater history because it presented, really for the first time, an adult world of an urban environment in New York, where you had nightclub singers having affairs, married women having affairs, people not acting particularly nobly or nice. Richard Rodgers said of the musical that everyone in it was nasty except the girl, and she was stupid. Well, in its original tryout in Philadelphia, Hal Joey proved just a tad too acerbic, and there was a wonderful 11 o'clock number for Joey, who's sort of kicked out by all the women of his life, and in fact by the nightclub, and has to search for a new future. It's called I'm Talking to My Pal, and luckily in 1995, for the Encores concert version, they restored it. So here's Peter Gallagher singing, for my money, one of Larry Hart's most poignant, intelligent, and what would I say, vulnerable lyrics. I'm Talking to My Pal.
I'm a descendant of quite a family of heaps. I'm never lonely, I and I only know how my pal Joey feels. Who else would pay for my meals? I'm talking to my pal, myself, my closest friend, and that's the only pal on whom I can depend. When I come home at night, a bit too tight to see, my wallet is all right, I'd never steal from me. My friend stands pat when I am flat. He only cheats when I do. I can't be sure of girls, I'm not at home with men. I'm ending up with me again.
Thank you.
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we'll close out with the best-known song from the show. Now, this song is sung by many singers. Practically every great pop singer tackled it. But Ella Fitzgerald is the only person I know who's recorded every single lyric of it, every lyric that Larry Hart scribbled on the back of a cocktail napkin, and he scribbled many. It's an amazing song, and it's about an older woman whose passion is clearly awakened by a young man in her life. Here is Ella Fitzgerald to sing the glorious Rodgers and Hart song, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I'm awake. With no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, he can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Be bothered and bewildered am I. He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking,
he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered. Am I wise at last? My eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot. And now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.